All right, everyone. Now that you've all been fed and watered, I hope you've sort of used your hands as well, apart from eating, to sort of fill in this little slip of paper that you would have found on the tables in front of you. I'm afraid, that time of year again. So we're talking about resolutions, and basically, as Christians, what we think, we believe God wants us to do. Now, I've heard one or two people say, "Oh, don't know. Haven't got his answer yet or his message yet." Well, perhaps then, if you don't know, that could be one of the first things you want to write out here, that I will seek the word of God then, so that I'll know what he wants me to do. So we thought we would wondered whether some of you would be brave enough to sort of want to post your sort of New Year resolutions on that board over there, to commit yourselves to your plans for 2011. Or if not, let's just have a show of hands. How many of us have put down our perennial favorites of our resolve to eat less? So you haven't eaten a lot then this morning, then I would suggest that you charge back up there afterwards and have some more food, because I can see that there's loads of food around there. Would anyone like to start us off? Is there anyone who would like to sort of share with us what you think God wants you to do, or what you would like to covenant to God that you would want to do for 2011? Has anyone got a... over this period.
Anyway, I am a great believer, and I have tried in my life to turn the negatives into positives. And that means that when something horrible or difficult happens in life, to try and find a way of turning that around. It doesn't always work, but the will is there.
Work hard in maths.
Work hard in maths, that's right. That's a good resolution, because God says that whatever he asks you to do, you do it with joy and with vigor, and know that you're doing it for God. That's good message for us, Danny. Catherine, anything you'd like to say? Come up here and share what you feel that God wants you to do.
Be a better person and make more friends. I also believe that God wants me to do more activities.
Right. That, That's lovely, isn't it? Did you hear that? Right? Catherine believes that, you know, God wants her to make more friends. Okay, and that's what we have to do as Christians. That's what God wants us to do, to share the good news that started yesterday. That, you know, that we want to share this message of salvation, the message that of God's love to everyone, and also to resolve to obey her parents and do what God wants her to do. Okay, that's good. Is there anyone else who'd like to share anything and of what we think that God? Evodian,
I'm doing the TLS course, and I'm finding it quite difficult, but I believe that God wants me to complete that course and not crumble under the pressure of work.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing all, and that's, I think, the overwhelming message that we want to get, that God, you know, wants us to rely on Him. You know, He has empowered us, and that we need not sort of think that we have to struggle, in our own strength, but we do it with the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks, everyone.